And now this is a dictation for James, J-A-M-E-S, Toes, T-S in today, O-E-W-S, February 737, address as a letter to Dr. LaRouche, L-A-R-O-U-C-H-E, 629-8145. Dear Dr. LaRouche, follow up for Mr. Toes, who has progressive renal failure and nephrotic range proteinuria. 16 grams, 24 hours. Serology is negative for secondary causes of glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Blood pressure at home is running high. He has edema. He's trying to do salt fluid restrictions. He remains on Lasix, 40 milligrams divided doses. Cardiology advised to add Aldactone. I have no objections. Family was concerned about prior use of combined Aldactone and hydrochlorothiazide when he was in the hospital with evidence of hyponatremia. I explained that Aldactone is alone and that should not cause this problem. We also discussed about what is the next step. Ideally, we will be doing a renal biopsy to find out the type of glomerulopathy abnormalities and define prognosis and treatment. He, however, has an advanced age. There is an increased risk for the renal biopsy, not just for bleeding, but for complications, cardiovascular, cerebrovascular. The other issue is that he has a large cyst on the right side, previously documented around 11 by 11 centimeters out of 17 centimeters on the right kidney. There are a few smaller ones on the left. Potentially a biopsy could be done there. We discussed that even if we found active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, the treatment is aggressive immunosuppressants with the significant risk related to that. Patient and son, which are in the room, are going to patient, wife, and son, which are in the room, are going to discuss with other family members about the best course of action. They believe that he wants to enjoy good quality of life, not just quantity. Other review system at this moment is negative. I checked blood pressure was 176/44 on the right side of the large calf. He is not on any respiratory distress. There is no pericardial wrap. Edema is stable, no ascites. His own machine on the right side was even higher at 193/71. He is already on beta blockers, clanidine, hydralazine, lisinopril maximal dose. And now we are going to add the Aldactone. He needs to do blood tests on a monthly basis. He will be due this coming Monday. That will be a few days after Aldactone to make sure that it's not causing problems of potassium. They understand that he has a progressive kidney disease, high risk for evolving into renal failure because of the degree of proteinuria. Given associated abnormalities on the ultrasound, secondary type FSGS cannot be ruled out. And the treatment for that is aggressive blood pressure medications. He already on maximal dose of lisinopril. Aldactone has also anti-proteinuric effects, which will be a plus. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks. This was a long discussion. End of dictation.